It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of
Visalia! Ooh!
Wonderful. We're getting good at that.
I know. Well, you know, 17 or 18 podcasts in, that's what happens. I forget what it is now.
Yeah, well, this went viral on, I think it started on Reddit, but this went viral on TikTok a while ago, and I just saw another post about it, so I thought we would play this game.
Wait, don't tell me yet. You have a Reddit?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like Reddit?
Yeah.
And my cell phone is ringing.
No. Who's calling? Is it Bill?
I'll just turn that off there.
Oh, how polite.
I know. I will talk to them later. We're doing the podcast, dang it.
It's so important. My goodness.
It is important business, but that's okay. That's okay. My mom can wait till later.
Oh, is your mom?
No, it's not my mom.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you should answer it right now. Put it on speaker for everyone.
You have a Reddit. I thought about getting a Reddit, and I don't know. I just never did.
Oh, I've had a Reddit for like 15 years.
You enjoy it?
Yes. You got to surround yourself with things that you enjoy. That's the secret. It's the same as like TikTok and Instagram. You know, the people you follow, the subreddits you're in, you really have to, you know, stay away from negativity and toxicity. And I love Reddit because it's like Google, but real answers from real people. So I trust it a little bit more. Like, is this okay? What do you guys do for this? I hardly ever post, but it's like,
So you're a lurker.
I post sometimes.
No, you're a lurker. Don't give me that.
I comment a lot, but I don't like making posts.
Oh.
But I do have a lot of upvotes. Let me see.
You're a lurker.
I just got a new phone. Logged me out of all my apps, so I can't check. But
sorry, yeah, I got you sidetracked there because I was like, is Reddit really worth getting a Reddit? I don't know.
It's fun.
Okay, yeah. As long as it's fun.
But it's more popular now than it's ever been, I think, and that's...
Okay.
There's a lot more hatred on it now.
If you say so.
All right. You should get one.
What are we doing?
We're playing a game. It's called Soup, Salad, or Sandwich.
Sounds good to me.
So the theory is
I had salad for lunch.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Well, that'll make it...
I usually have a salad or sandwich for lunch anyway, so...
So this...
My alley.
...is a game.
Okay.
Went on Ask Reddit a few years ago. And it says, all food can be categorized into one of three categories, soup, salad, or sandwich. So here's the definitions, and then we're going to read through a list of food. You have to categorize it into one of these categories.
Okay.
And you, if, yeah, and then we'll debate it.
Okay.
So.
We'll see.
Soups are a wet mixture of ingredients. Salads are a dry or moist mixture of ingredients.
Oh, your favorite word, moist.
Yeah, my I played that in Wordle today, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I got it in 5.
You play Wordle every day, too?
I play Wordle every day. My office at my other job, Wordle every day.
Every day?
Every day. Yeah. We have a group text about it. Yep.
Yep.
We even got one person who was like, I'm never playing the Wordle. My mom plays it. I'm not playing it. She's playing it now.
She's playing
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's addictive.
She's caught the Wordle bug.
Yep. I'm going to get you in on it, too, if you're not already playing. Mm-hmm. It's very good for your brain. Anyway, and sandwiches are foods with a distinct outer layer. Okay?
Okay, this All is right. tough.
So, let's start strong.
Mindbender stuff here.
Chicken fried steak.
Sandwich?
I would go sandwich too, yeah, because it's got the
outer layer.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Maple bacon donut.
Oh. Well, it's moist.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say salad?
I would go salad too. I think you could argue that it would be a sandwich because of the glaze being a distinct outer layer, but I think the addition of the bacon is mm-hmm. what makes it a salad
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. it's got that additional ingredient. Now, a regular glazed donut, are you going salad or sandwich?
A regular glazed donut, mm-hmm. I would be feeling, that would probably be salad?
I would go sandwich because I feel like the glaze
the outer
is
layer?
An outer layer. Because it covers almost the whole thing, right?
Yeah, if you think about it, the glaze is a tough outer layer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Agree.
Yeah. Now, I am still undecided about this one.
They're only getting harder, I understand.
Yeah. Well, I just Googled a random list of food. So now we have, I mean, this is, it's a crazy list. Bagel and lox.
Oh, sandwich, outer layer.
See.
But the, well, lox.
Open face.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was initially thinking salad, but I've never had bagel and lox. Have you?
I've had bagel, but not lox.
One of my friends loves lox, and I've never had,
no,
like, a traditional.
No, anyway. Not traditional.
Yeah.
Lox. No, I would probably, because the outer. I'm still gonna go with the outer layer. I'm going sandwich.
Okay.
Sandwich.
I can be convinced. Okay.
It's not moist because it's a bagel. Bagels aren't moist like donuts.
Cream cheese.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you. Same. We're using the word moist all the time. Get you to cringe.
I know. I was thinking about changing it, but I didn't.
Hmm.
Lemon meringue pie.
Oh.
Hmm.
Soup?
I would go soup, too. I would. Now, on the flip side, well, I think, is there a single pie you can think of?
I love lemon meringue pie.
My favorite is Razzleberry from Marie Callender.
Razzleberry.
That's a salad, yep, right there.
That is, ooh, a total salad right, yeah, there.
Is it a sandwich because it's a completely covered pie?
Well, it does have a tough outer layer there.
It has a distinct outer layer. Yeah. Oh.
But it is moist.
It is full of salad.
It is full of salad.
I'm going to go salad on that one.
That one, I'm going to go, I'll probably go salad too on that one, mm-hmm, just because it's moist.
Yeah.
And not, the crusty outer layer, though, is... It's
distinct.
Yeah,
it is. Distinct. It sounds more fun to say. But it feels like a salad.
Was it lemon meringue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Soup. Man. That's definitely soup.
Soupy, yep.
Yeah, I wish I had a lemon meringue pie right here. I would just dive into that.
Yeah. Okay, baked potato.
Crusty outer layer. Is there like bacons and chives and stuff on this?
Yeah, we're going to go loaded baked potato. Let's be more specific.
Sandwich. Yeah. Sandwich.
I would say salad.
Why?
Think of the outer layer of the potato as like just a vessel to hold it.
Well, if you're thinking of the outer layer as a vessel to hold all the good stuff on the inside, yes.
Salad.
Then salad.
Because that's not what you're.
Because it's very moist on the inside.
Oh my gosh. But that's like, you know, you get a potato, you're not like, ooh, let me devour the skin off the potato first.
But some people eat the skin.
I do if it's nice, see? And salty and, you know, a little bit of olive oil maybe.
Yep.
But that's not what I want the potato for.
Telling you. So, but if we're just if I'm just looking at a baked potato with everything on it.
Yeah.
On a plate.
In general.
Sandwich.
Okay.
Because it's crusty.
I'm going to stay in the salad camp on that one.
Okay.
Now, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, that would be more soup. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an easy one. All right. Calamari.
Salad?
See, this is a good one because, you know, calamari rings, we're getting specific. You do have the distinct outer layer.
More soupy, though.
Yeah. You do, it's mixed like a salad.
I'm going salad.
Okay.
Moist.
We'll do salad.
Yep.
Okay, avocado.
That would
I have a very definitive answer on this one.
Okay.
Let's hear yours.
I'm going, my reason, outer layer. It's been a long day.
You got it.
Tough outer layer.
We got there, baby.
Sandwich.
Yeah, I would say sandwich too. I think that's very...
But if we're just going inside, if it's like skint somehow, then it's got to be a soup.
Yeah, see, that's the same reasoning as the potato, right?
Yep.
Like, we don't eat the skin or the pit.
Yeah, but if
that
I'm
would
just.
Still make it a sandwich.
Once
right?
again, if I'm looking at an avocado, just a full avocado on a plate, not cut in half or anything like that, sandwich.
Okay.
Boom. Definitive.
I like sandwich. I was like, this is easy. Once you see stuff like that, it gets a little easier.
Yep. All right,
what about oysters, Rockefeller?
Rough.
I'm going salad.
Rough outer layer.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I keep thinking rough outer layer on this stuff.
It's not just a.
Well.
It's a mixture of wet ingredients.
It is a mixture of wet ingredients, so that would make it a soup.
Yeah, it's a soup.
Yeah.
See, I was almost salad on that one. Okay, soup. Got it. All right, we did that.
We're going to call this episode Soup, Salad, or Sandwich.
That's the name of the game. It really is. Well, jambalaya is pretty easy. Oh, is
soup.
It?
Soup.
Or is it a salad? Is jambalaya wet or moist?
Oh, yes, you did.
I did.
I don't know. I would say it's wet.
Yeah?
I wouldn't say it's moist.
Okay, so we're going.
Because soup. Jambalaya is kind of...
Yeah, but it's served over rice.
Well, you didn't say jambalaya served over rice. You said rice.
Yeah.
Dude, that's... With sticky rice or...
with dirty
salad?
Rice. Zatarans. Dirty rice.
Zatarans.
I'm going to say salad. It soaks up all the excess juice,
with,
makes
with
it more.
Rice. With rice salad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Agree.
Cool. Okay. Now, fettuccine alfredo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Soup.
Soup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Depends.
It's wet. It's moist.
I'm kind of feeling salad.
It's not a rough outer layer.
No.
So it's not a sandwich.
No. But I'm
going to go more soupy with this one.
I'm going to go salad.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say if I could convince you that it came with garlic bread.
If you can convince me that
extra sauce.
if there was a piece of garlic bread underneath it and everything else on top, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you're leaving all this stuff out when initially, so
sorry,
you
gotta
be more exact.
I just have a very clear image in my mind. Okay, we're going French. Escargot.
Oh.
This would be easy for you.
Well, for me, I'm gonna say sandwich because of rough outer layer. Yeah.
Distinct outer layer.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, this one's oddly specific. Cream cheese frosting.
Frosting.
Mm-hmm.
Soup.
Soup.
But wet and moist.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh no, it could be no, no, no.
Pineapple.
Pineapple, I would go with, soup.
Yeah.
It's kind of moist.
It's pretty.
No. Cakes
not,
are moist.
It's not a mixture of ingredients though.
Yeah. And,
you
and cakes,
sandwich
cakes
that.
Are moist. If it was pineapple upside down cake, then we'd be fine with salad, but soup. I'm down with soup.
Okay.
Yep.
Soup. Corned beef sandwich is a sandwich. Oh, I've never even heard of this. Clam cakes.
Clam cakes. So they must take the little insert out of the clam and make the, I don't know.
It looks
I'm
like
not
a
that
fried
fancy.
Clam.
People are fancy.
And maybe it's related to crab cakes. Oh, let's do crab cakes instead.
That's, crab cakes, they have a rough outer layer.
Do they though?
Yes, they do.
I've seen some of them
are
just grilled.
Are we talking cooked crab cakes, like baked crab cakes?
Baked.
So it would be rough.
I think it would be
but it's also moist. On the inside.
I'm going to go salad on a crab cake.
Mm.
I think that the essence of a crab cake is crab mixed together.
I love you trying to prove your point. I'm going to go with sandwich here because of the breadcrumbs and for the rough outer layer.
Yeah. Okay, what about strawberry Nutella crepe?
There's strawberry Nutella.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's like the most common crepe in America, right there. Strawberry Nutella, so good. You like chocolate covered strawberries?
Delish. Have not had strawberry Nutella though.
Oh no! I'm sorry. Fresh strawberries with Nutella.
Oh. Oh,
strawberry
okay.
Like, and Nutella.
Oh, like
crepe.
When did they start making strawberry Nutella?
I was just
the hell.
What? No, the strawberry and Nutella. My bad.
Strawberry. Okay, so the strawberries are on top of the crepes and the Nutella is off to the side?
No.
Are they just all squished together?
So it's a crepe.
Yeah.
Thin pancake,
rolled it.
Spread with Nutella, strawberries, and then
I put
fold
the Nutella
it up.
Inside with the strawberries.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
And then you
right.
fold it up and it's all.
Well, that's moist, so that would be a salad?
I think salad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could argue sandwich.
You could.
Because the crepe is the outer layer.
Right.
But again, I think it's the same as the crab cake argument, where it's like the essence of it.
Interesting. This is an interesting way of thinking.
Yeah. It's fun, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Jalapeno poppers.
Well, they have a grainy, rough exterior.
Mm-hmm.
But it's moist on the inside.
Yeah. And a mixture, a wet mixture on the inside.
And a wet mixture on the inside.
Especially if you put bacon in them.
Oh, God. Yeah. So that could be all three.
But you have to pick one.
All right, so I'm going to say sandwich, just looking at it on a plate because of the rough, crusty exterior.
Okay, now what if they were not deep fried, they were wrapped in bacon and grilled?
So then it would be a salad.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that answer. So it varies. See, just the preparation alone.
You like that answer.
Just the preparation alone is, it changes everything.
Yep.
This one should be easy.
Jeez.
Or maybe not.
Should be easy. Yeah.
Chow mein.
Chow mein should be soup.
No, salad.
Soup.
Salad.
Soup.
Chow mein is wet or moist?
Chow mein is wet.
Chow mein is moist.
Wet.
We're going to need the audience to weigh in.
Wet.
Let's phone a friend. We are not coming to an agreement on this, apparently. Now, what about rice?
Let's agree to disagree. Fried rice?
Yeah.
Fried rice is, that would be moist. So that would be salad.
Mm-hmm. And not chow mein.
No. Mm-hmm. Chow mein is different.
Still soup.
Chow mein is different.
Wow. Very interesting. Okay. Taco.
Taco, gruff exterior. It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich. 100%. Vanilla pudding.
Vanilla pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Moist, but yet wet.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go soup.
See, the wet and moist thing, it's too close to each other.
Well, you also have to consider, like, is it a mixture of ingredients? Because then the wetness factors in, right? Like, how wet is it? If it has no other ingredients.
Well, now you're swaying me to the other side because a mixture of ingredients is a salad.
Well, I'm just trying. Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to reason.
Otherwise, it would be a soup.
So if it was vanilla pudding with chocolate chips in it, it would be a salad.
Right.
But just vanilla pudding, I'm going to go more soup because the wetness weighs more heavily if it doesn't have any additional ingredients.
But there is a mixture of ingredients there.
But ingredients being, can you identify, like oysters Rockefeller, right? Can you identify those ingredients visually?
Sure, it's a powder before you make it.
Mm-hmm. On that same note, ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream soup.
What if it was Rocky Road?
Sandwich.
Sandwich?
Not Rocky sandwich, Road. I'm sorry, salad. Salad.
Ice cream cone.
That would be sandwich.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Distinct outer layer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially if it was a waffle cone.
Oh, those are the best. Those are the best.
Now I'm feeling ice cream.
I am too.
Getting hungry as we speak.
Ooh, Handles is opening tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, yes. We went by there earlier today.
They're
got some samples.
Open?
Yeah.
What?
Video's up at facebook.com/hits1049.
I was just on Facebook. I did not see that.
Oh, there's like very three distinct videos and some pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
is it good?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I gotta get some ice cream.
They've got sherbet. They've got anything and everything that you can think of.
Olive
oil and
sherbet. I read the ingredients.
The menu?
Yes.
Yes.
Online.
There's a lot.
They had like cinnamon bun or something.
Yeah. They've got, what are the cookies?
There's a bunch.
Snickerdoodle.
Ooh.
We tried that. We tried strawberry. We tried raspberry. There was.
Ooh, do they have like coffee flavored ice cream? If they did,
something
you probably
like,
wouldn't have tried it.
Something like that.
Mocha something.
Anything ice cream, I'll try.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're not opposed to it.
No.
Coffee. Your
no.
love for ice cream. Outweighs
my love.
The
my
distinct.
Love for ice cream outweighs everything here. Oh yeah.
We agree on that.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm down with that.
Okay.
Mm.
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs are moist.
Mm-hmm. But the gravy is wet.
But the gravy is wet.
What is it, dressing
but you just
wet?
Said, but you just said Swedish meatballs. You didn't say Swedish meatballs
no
in
noodles.
Gravy.
Well, no, the distinction between meatballs and Swedish meatballs is the gravy.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, regular meatballs
are
just meatballs. Swedish
I need to get up on my
gravy.
I need to get up on my Swedish meatballs.
I love
then.
Swedish meatballs. IKEA, shout out IKEA.
So that would make it more of a soup, I guess.
But is the gravy?
There's
more
lots of ingredients.
A dressing.
I like how you're trying to persuade
style,
me that it's a salad,
or is it a soupy style?
See, like, trying to persuade me. Let's see. Well, it could be a salad. It could be a soup. Just saying.
If it had noodles, it would be a salad, I think.
If it had noodles, it would definitely be salad because that's other ingredients. But
right.
if it's in gravy, then it's more of a soup.
Yeah.
Because it's watery.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, watermelon.
Whew. What's that?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I would say soup.
You're not going to go sandwich because of the distinct outer layer?
The distinct outer layer is not coarse. It's supposed to be rough, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is smooth.
Well, it doesn't have to
an
be
outer
coarse.
Layer.
Distinct outer layer.
Okay, let's clarify this. Mm-hmm. Is it one full watermelon? Is it cut in half?
Cut in half. But you have both halves.
Cut in half. Mm-hmm. So I can see the watermelon, so yeah. It's a soup.
Oh, I like that. Very good reasoning on that. Have you ever had bone marrow?
I have not.
Okay, this would be tough then. We'll skip that one. Ooh, a crab rangoon.
Rangoon, so that's in the... Yeah, so, yes, and that would be a sandwich
because
of its crusty. Oh, ravioli. Mm. That is moist, but it's in the red sauce. Well, it doesn't have to be in red sauce.
It doesn't have to. I prefer mine in olive oil and butter.
Yes, I know. You like the white sauce, too. Yes. Whatever. So, if we're just talking by itself...
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess it would be, that's a tough one. It would be a salad because it's got different ingredients in it.
I'm going to go sandwich because on the original post,
mm-hmm.
it was its own category in the comments, but everybody was like, no way, it's a sandwich.
Technicalities.
Yeah. So in the end, it was all agreed upon that it was a sandwich, although some people still play it with four categories, which is soup, salad, sandwich, ravioli.
It does have the exterior. Mm-hmm. It's not rough, mm-hmm. but so if we're judging it on that alone and not just like a bowl full of ravioli inside some type of sauce. Just
a single piece of ravioli.
Yeah, then it's a sandwich. Yeah.
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 Sushi.
Moist. Salad.
Distinct outer layer?
Not really.
Well, you have the,
Not really. It's moist, and it's soft, and it's... It doesn't really have a distinct outer layer, per se.
Well, if you count the nori, like if you did, like, a hand roll, it would be a sandwich.
I gotta be here all night discussing this.
Just the sushi. Alone.
Well, you know the sushi.
We did this.
The California roll with the sticky rice around it, and the avocado makes it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had sushi the other night. So good. I think I agree with you on the salad though, because when you put all the stuff on top, the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be. It's mixing a bunch of ingredients.
Yeah.
Not a big sushi person at all whatsoever.
So interesting.
You and I are having burgers when we have lunch. That's what we're tacos, burgers.
I know. Those are all sandwiches. Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Is that a sandwich or a salad, though?
I have no idea. I just want to know I want lasagna.
Lasagna.
Oh, that's be
followed up with some ice cream.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can go to Strings and get some lasagna and then head on over to Handel's and get some ice cream.
Yeah,
I'm making dinner plans now is what I'm doing.
Yeah, man.
All right, so that would be more of a sandwich because of its exterior, but it's in meat sauce or just regular sauce.
But it's not an outer layer, though. It's just layers in general.
There's layers in general. Well, you're getting fancy now.
Oh, now this one has really befuddled me.
It's
got to
be
easy.
But it's got to be in some type of sauce, so it's more of a soup. But there are many ingredients mixed in.
Lasagna. You're the expert.
There are many ingredients mixed in, like cheese and meat and all that. So if you look at it that way, then it's a salad.
But does the organization that goes into a lasagna
does take some organizing.
Classify it more as a salad than a soup? Because I feel like a soup is just all, you stir it.
Yeah.
Well,
soup, yeah, you would stir, and you don't stir lasagna. You just put it all together.
But you also stir a salad or mix a salad, I guess. Oh, man.
But you said the definition of the salad is a bunch of ingredients mixed together, so that's lasagna.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Boom.
That's good. I was hoping we would end up there. That's a good one to end on. This has been your episode of Soup, Salad, or Sandwich.
Yes.
We'll have to do another one with this. We're going to have to do one with somebody else. Because we get the reasoning now. We're going to have to bring someone else in and argue.
We'll bring Chad in for the next one because it'll totally go to hell.
He will. All right, if you play this game with your friends, let us know. And if you find one food that you cannot categorize, please ask us because we are now experts in the soup salad.
And if you need to get a Reddit, let me know. Should I get one? I don't know.
Catch you next time.